Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
We're back This Week in America. The book is Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones back with us on the program. You put a lot of emphasis in the book on gratitude, not only in Be the Change, but Choose to Thrive, that book also available at Dr. Susan's website and at Amazon. Talk about the power of gratitude and how we can open up a little bit to show gratitude and to appreciate things that we have.
I think, Rick, that gratitude is one of the most important aspects of living a happy, peaceful, successful, and thriving life. There is such tremendous healing power when you focus on positive aspects of your life and being grateful for all the good things that you have, even during times of loss and stress. You remember that my grandmother used to say to me all the time that your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And I believe it's common sense that focusing on all the gifts and blessings rather than harping on everything that's wrong or unsatisfying can help you maintain a optimistic perspective. But the idea that gratitude can help lift us up during stressful times is also supported by research. And it's that those who think about positive things in their lives on a regular basis are definitely healthier, happier, more motivated, less stressed, and more well-rested. And they even have more positive and fulfilling relationships. So I don't think, at least in America, that we should leave the task of counting our blessings for a Thursday in November for Thanksgiving Day, because each and every day I encourage people to take a moment and be grateful for all you have. Maybe you write a thank you note or express your gratitude to a loved one or offer prayers of thankfulness during meditation, because what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during stressful times, is part of the path to transforming your life.
In the book, Be the Change, you've got some very uplifting, motivating sections on prayer and meditation that we just talked about, inspiring me to add these to the daily lifestyle. That's something that really can sort of slow us down, calm us down a little bit, and give us a whole different perspective, can it?
Definitely. Now, prayer and meditation, they're cost-free practices, and both have been scientifically proven to heal the body, boost immunity, reverse aging, lift your mood from negative to positive, and so much more. And, Rick, there are over 1,000 studies on how meditation benefits all aspects of physical health and well-being. And in the Bible, you know, I've met some Christians who don't take a liking to meditation, but I think they forget that there are so many references to meditation and why we should meditate in the Bible. One of my favorites is Psalm 145:5. It says, I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Now, that's beautiful to me. And there's no single one way to meditate. You know, the essence of meditation is mindfulness. In other words, be in the present moment. You could be walking or driving, but it's all about your state of mind. You can meditate on your favorite passages in the Bible, like the quote I just mentioned, but you don't want to focus on mistakes of the past or to-do lists for your future. You simply nudge yourself to that experience of the present by perhaps noticing your breath or nature around you. You can incorporate soft music, the sounds of nature, or anything that helps you relax. Or what I often do is you can sit, close your eyes. Of course, you don't do this while you're driving. And you focus on your breathing. You inhale and exhale slowly and deeply, focusing on the sound and rhythm of your breathing. And when you do this, the breathing deeply, just that by itself, is one of the quickest ways to reduce stress, burn more calories, increase your creativity, bolster confidence, and supercharge energy. So remember, too, that when you meditate, it gets you out of your head and into your body. It calms the mind and body. It allows you to maintain emotional balance. It lowers blood pressure, soothes the gut, soothes, that's a good word.
Yes.
Makes the body less reactive to stress hormones. And I look at meditation as a triple whammy. It's a salve for the body, mind, and spirit.
You know, time always goes so fast. So much great information in the book, Be the Change, available at Amazon, Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You can get autographed copies by Susan of Be the Change. You'll find details for this on our website. Includes a personal note card and bookmark as well. I have a bookmark on pages 90 and 91. Really inspirational, talking there about some essential positive changes for good that we all can use in our lives. As we wrap up the program today, give us something positive that we can do right now.
Well, this one is crucial. Every day, always remember that your radiant body responds to the blessings of love, praise, and gratitude. So you want to bless your body temple. You want no negative self-talk. You only want to speak positively about yourself. Take time each day to bless your body temple and acknowledge your oneness with spirit. Celebrate that magnificence. And no negative self-talk about yourself.
You get all this great information at the book Be the Change, available at SusanSmithJones.com and at Amazon.com. Dr. Susan, thank you for being with us. We'll see you again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.